out and about in Western agriculture. There are several benefits the biomass industry provides to California, and those plants are slowly shutting down. The biomass industry in the state is facing funding issues, and plants are gradually shutting down because of it.
Covanta has 5 plants in the state. Unfortunately, 4 of those have shut down for this very same reason. We're trying to prevent it at Delano, our last plant. So we have 5 plants, Delano, Mendota, and then 3 in the north part of the state, more towards the mountains. Our Mendota facility shut down in January. The employees were laid off. The fuel supply chain evaporated. I'm sure a lot of our listeners know of material that's sitting around Fresno County that is sitting in the fields with nowhere to take it. And so that's why this bill would restart that plant.
Director of Finance Operations at Covanta, Matt Barnes, says Assembly Bill 590 would take a small percentage of cap and trade funds and keep biomass plants operating in California. If the last Covanta plant in Delano shut down, it would be a big hit to Kern County growers who rely on that waste management.
And I think what's critical there is the service. We take that material, we pay for it, to pay someone to go out and collect it, to process it and transport it to our facility. So what that does is it lowers the grower's cost to remove an orchard. It might cost a grower currently $100 or $200 an acre to remove an orchard. Take away the demand from the biomass plant and that beneficial use, and that cost, it might be as high as $1,600, $1,900 per acre.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.